Several New South Wales and Queensland schools are facing court action over their alleged failure to protect children being sexually abused by other students. The Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse is now looking into how schools respond to children with problematic or harmful sexual behaviours. Catherine Gregory has our report.
A six-year-old girl was in a special education unit at a New South Wales public school in 2013 because of learning difficulties and vision impairment.
She was taken out of the special education unit and was taken by a group of boys that were from the mainstream school. She was taken into an out-of-bounds toilet area and was sexually assaulted by one or more of those boys.
Lisa Flynn from Shine Lawyers says the girl's parents weren't notified about the incident until a week later. She's representing them in civil action against the school. Miss Flynn points to another case where a young girl was sexually assaulted by another female student in a Queensland school. The parents were notified not by the school, but by police long after the incident.
The claim that we make is not against the perpetrators or their families. The claim that we make is against the school in that they owe a duty of care to our client and they breached that duty of care by failing to supervise properly and by failing to respond appropriately when allegations of sexual assault were made.
Some of these civil cases have been revealed in private submissions to the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. Today kicks off the public hearings into how schools manage child on child abuse and harmful sexualised behaviour in schools. The Royal Commission revealed last year the majority of child sexual abuse in out-of-home care was caused by other children. Forensic psychologist Dr. Ian Nisbet offers a similar estimate.
When we're dealing specifically with child sexual abuse, different studies vary between about 30 and 60%.
Marie Crabb, a sex and violent protection educator, says this is linked to young people's growing consumption or exposure to pornography.
Pornography has become incredibly pervasive and its consumption has become normalised. And I think young people in general, they often aren't differentiating reality from fantasy. So we know that pornography is shaping quite a lot of young people's sexual understandings, expectations and experiences.
But forensic psychologist Dr. Ian Nisbet does not agree porn is to blame for children's sexualised behaviour. He provides rehabilitation for child perpetrators of abuse.
It would be important to develop an understanding of how that behaviour has occurred within the family system. In that way, very often it's about not just working with the individual, but working with the system to increase things like supervision and monitoring to make sure that other things happening within the family may be modified.
That's forensic psychologist Dr. Ian Nisbet, ending Catherine Gregory's report.